Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
We saw a great T-shirt an Asian guy was wearing. It said, "It's safer to assume I know karate," which prompted me to think, how safe are we, especially in our own home? Home invasions are horrific. A little while back, one senior citizen recently went into his backyard one night to let his dog out in his own backyard, and there were muggers waiting there next to the door. They grabbed him, forced him into the bedroom, looted from his home. He was very traumatized, as you can imagine, but survived. Do we have things in place to protect us? At the risk of stating the obvious, we need a taller fence. That is very difficult to climb. On the news recently, a home was burgled. It had a tall fence, but it was one of those 2-foot-high half-brick fences with little wrought-iron posts on top, horizontally and vertically. Way too easy to climb. You've got to make sure the fence is around the entire yard, or they'll just come over a neighbour's fence. And timber fences, well, the palings can be removed. I know. So dramatic, Aaron. So overcautious. Or am I? If we don't have a lot of money, what about taking out a loan, provided it's within your budget, of course? Other ways? Lockable security grills over the downstairs windows that can be opened in emergency. Motion detector lights over the front and back doors or the back and front yards. Wide-angle peephole viewers in the door. Cameras, either dummy or real. Get a dog or place a dog bowl in the front yard and a dog basket and blanket to make it look like you've got one. An inexpensive doorstop alarm for when the door is opened. Never open the door to canvassers, unless someone else is at home with you and the people knocking at the door are highly recognisable, like the Salvos at Red Shield appeal time, or me when I lose my job and have to mow lawns, that sort of thing. Learn karate. Covering yourself, your family and your property in prayer each morning and night is also a very powerful way of being safe, and it doesn't cost a cent. In antiquity, Jesus' brother James wrote the following: "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results." I'm Aaron Wright.